USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump having a phone call with his political rival in November's election. The president saying yesterday that chat with Joe Biden went well.
We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about.
Biden has been very critical to reporters about the administration's response to COVID-19. Of course, he's the front runner to face off against Trump in November's general election. A federal judge is letting some abortions resume in Oklahoma. A restraining order will stay in effect until at least April 20th, after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt issued the order last month suspending all elective surgeries in the state, and that included abortions because of the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While some U.S. epicenters for the coronavirus outbreak, like New York, are seemingly seeing the curve start to flatten, Task Force Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says that the outbreak could still get worse over the next few weeks if people do not continue to practice social distancing.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, Dr. Birx continues to reiterate this is a highly transmittable virus, and she says Americans still need to take precautions.
Out of respect for every single healthcare worker. If you can consolidate, if you can send one person, the entire family doesn't need to go out on these occasions. This is a highly transmittable virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
After the Dow Jones Industrial Average added almost 8% in value yesterday, Wall Street futures are pointing to another strong open. Dow futures hinting at a 600-point gain when the trading begins. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
American Airlines now grounding most of its flights to the New York metro area beginning today. It will operate only 13 daily flights to LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark airports in total, at least through the 6th of May. American had more than 270 flights to those three airports at this time last year. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there is no truth to a rumor that COVID-19 victims may be buried or housed in city parks if morgues get too crowded. De Blasio telling New York One last night there would never be mass graves or mass internment in New York City.
If there was ever going to need to be a place for burial, it would be Hart Island, where burials are already done. There's really no reason for anyone to talk about this issue anymore. It's being addressed, but much more importantly, hopefully we never get near any of those eventualities.
De Blasio spoke after City Councilman Mark Levine had publicly raised the possibility yesterday that parks might be used for burials if the city's morgues did get overwhelmed, although he later did backtrack on his comments. And the NBA now says it will not decide before the 1st of May whether to resume its season or not. Commissioner Adam Silver saying late yesterday he has no better sense right now about when play can resume than he did when the league shut down last month. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.